Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamogordo?
We're doing good here in Alamogordo, Edmundo.
Well, let's talk about something that affects the Alamogordo community, Holloman in particular. There is a predator that is being retired.
Yes, Holloman Air Force Base is holding a ceremony for their MQ-1 Predator unmanned aircraft, which they've been doing training at Holloman for quite some time now with the unmanned aircraft and training airmen on how to fly them. And this one had its first flight in 1994, so it's been around for some time now, and they are holding a ceremony with a final fly around the base for it today.
Now, it's amazing to believe that Predators have been around since 1994.
Yes, in fact, they've been around even before then. They've had unmanned aircraft that they've been developing and inventing as we go along back in the 1980s, and I believe even in going as far back as the 70s.
That's interesting. Now, is there any talk of the drone being replaced, or is this just retirement period?
This is just retirement of this aircraft. They have a newer aircraft that they're going to be using in the Air Force. This is not a retirement of unmanned aircraft by any means throughout the Air Force. So this is just of this particular aircraft. They have a newer and better model that they're going to be using.
Now, let's talk about some good news. On Sunday, you had a story about, and it's on the website right now, about a family receiving a home from Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, it was Haskell Hall of Tularosa. He got a new home some months ago. His house, Holloman Air Force Base, airmen came out and helped demolish his home because it was in disarray. It had been built back in the 1960s and had some code violations, and even the ceiling he was propping up with, I'm not even sure what it was, like 2x4s or something like that to hold the ceiling up.
Sounds about right.
And they were able to demolish it in Habitat. It's White Sands Habitat for Humanity's house through their house rehabilitation program, were able to demolish his old residence and build a home for him over in Tularosa. So he moved in there on Saturday, and we had the story in our paper and on our website.
Let's talk about a case from 2011. The sentencing has finally come through.
Yes, it was the Christmas Eve in 2011 where a woman shot and then beat her, I'm saying her landlord. It was actually, she was renting a storage unit from the woman. And she got 9.5 years in prison for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and tampering with evidence.
Okay, Dwayne, well, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.